Unit 1. Sealing with approval. Wine can be made with red grapes or white grapes, and especially in the case of red wines, a number of doctors have reported that a moderate amount of wine has certain health benefits. This may be one of the reasons why the number of people drinking wine has risen over the past years. As new wine shoppers browse the shelves of their local markets, they face a tough decision. Should they buy a wine with a cork or a screw top? And shoppers are not alone in their dilemma. Wineries are also facing tough choices in the best way to seal their products. The root of the problem lies in cork taint. Cork taint refers to a problem with wine that has been sealed with a bad cork. Traditionally, all corks are made from a special oak tree that grows around the Mediterranean. In the process of making the corks and sealing wine bottles, a certain type of mold may start to grow on some corks. Over time, this mold can produce a chemical that makes the wine inside the bottle taste musty. In fact, the human tongue is so sensitive to this particular compound that people can taste it even diluted up to 6 parts per trillion. How big is the problem of cork taint? Some experts from the wine industry claim cork taint affects 1 out of every 10 bottles of wine. And as one spokesperson for an American winery says, no other packaging industry in the world would put up with that kind of failure rate. Some winemakers see a possible solution to the problem of cork taint through adopting the tried and true method of sealing bottles with screw tops. However, many wineries are still playing it safe and sticking to corks for 2 reasons. First, there is the old belief among cork users that small amounts of oxygen are able to penetrate corks. This oxygen, they say, is necessary for the proper aging of fine wines, especially those aged 10 years or more. Screw tops do not allow for any oxygen to get into the bottles after they are sealed. Another problem arises from the image screw tops have with the public. In most people's minds, screw tops are only found on cheap, low-quality wines. It will take a lot of effort from wineries to re-educate the public if they want to change the image of screw tops. In addition, there is the problem of losing the romantic, elegant mood produced by the ceremonial popping of the cork. Consumers don't seem to feel the same thrill when unscrewing a top.